The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I don't feel like the Eagles are going to regret this trade. I don't feel like Carson Wentz, I don't have a lot of confidence that he's going to get back to anything resembling MVP form that he was in 2017. Maybe he can kind of be this top 15 guy, but I don't really know where that gets the Colts. I think we've seen enough now from Carson Wentz to know that for the most part, he's just not a quarterback that you're going to win because of as much as you win with. So maybe the Colts build this really good environment around him, and maybe, you know, they have a really nice year and they make a run. But I just think, you know, ideally in today's NFL, you're looking for that quarterback you can win because of, and I don't think Carson Wentz is that guy.
Okay, so there's a lot there to react to. In terms of the Eagles regretting it, I don't think that they ever will. Even if Carson Wentz goes and plays great in Indianapolis, like, it was just broken in Philadelphia. It was not going to work. I can't think of any possible way that they could have repaired things to where Carson Wentz was happy, but also the Eagles were getting the kind of commitment and buy-in and effort from Carson Wentz that would have made them happy. So even if he plays well in Indy, that was never going to happen in Philadelphia going forward. So to me, I don't know how they can regret it, because this was the best possible outcome considering the situation. Like we talked about the other day, once they shoot the hole in the boat, the hole is there. So it's their fault that it's there, but you can only move forward from that point.
And speaking of moving forward, if we're looking at where the Eagles go from here, touching on this more, now that I've had more time to think about it, stats, I think they really do have to give Jalen Hurts a chance in 2021. And now, that isn't to say that I know, or anyone knows really, that Jalen Hurts is the guy and can be the guy, your franchise quarterback for the long term. But the Eagles don't need to make that decision anytime soon, because, you know, he's just coming off his rookie season. It's not like he's eligible to be extended until after next season. So I think the framing that has been crystallized in my mind, stats, the way I keep thinking about this, because there's talk that the Eagles can draft a quarterback or might, they're considering taking
a
one. A lot of talk about it. And there should be, because when you don't have a franchise quarterback, you should be doing everything you can to try to get one. It makes sense. But what I will say is the Eagles cannot draft a quarterback, stats, just to upgrade on Jalen Hurts. That cannot be the objective. It can't be like, well, we have to get one because we need an upgrade. No. I mean, it can't be that direct of a thought. The Eagles should draft a quarterback if they think he can be elite. Like, if he has elite potential and he has a, you know, a realistic path to being elite, then you can draft that guy. I think it's pretty fair to say that the quarterbacks at the top of this year's draft are better prospects than Jalen Hurts. And I think it's fair to say that when the Eagles drafted, Jalen Hurts last year, they didn't necessarily think, you know, he was going to be a franchise guy. But, you know, he's had an extra year in the building, and now Carson Wentz is gone, which they didn't expect. So he's here. And I think Jalen Hurts showed some promise at the end of last season. I think the numbers are really bad in some regards in terms of accuracy and whatnot. But like, rookie performance for quarterbacks isn't always the most indicative thing in the future. So I wouldn't, you know, make everything of those struggles. And you also have to consider he was playing with a terrible supporting cast. If you want to use those arguments for Carson Wentz, you also have to use them for Jalen Hurts. And he was a rookie who didn't have a real offseason, and he was only 22 years old. So I'm comfortable riding with Jalen Hurts for a year, unless, again, there's that opportunity to get what the Eagles feel like is an elite quarterback prospect.
There's one thing about that I really want to respond to, because there's a question that just keeps popping up in my head given the situation you laid out. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.